This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. NASA's historic mission to touch the sun has lifted off. Their Parker Solar Probe launched from Cape Canaveral, Florida, early Sunday. Its goal is to journey all the way to the sun's atmosphere or corona, venturing closer to the sun than any other spacecraft in history. The probe is the size of a small car, weighs about 1,400 pounds, and will reach speeds of up to 430 miles per hour. NASA has wanted to send a probe to the solar corona for decades, but didn't have the technology to protect a spacecraft from the sun's heat. The man who authorities say stole a commercial airliner in the U.S. state of Washington worked for Horizon Air. Some ask why the plane was not locked to prevent such incidents. The 29-year-old worked for Horizon Air, helping to handle luggage and towing aircraft. Authorities say he had worked Friday and was in uniform when he got into the cockpit of the Horizon Airlines Bombardier Q400 plane and took off. Paul Pastor is the sheriff of the county in which all of this happened.
It was a very small two-prop plane, commuter aircraft, was stolen. The person who stole it was either doing something as a kind of a lark, or perhaps he was trying to harm himself.
Sheriff Pastor said there are no indications of terrorist intent. A family friend read a statement from the family saying that they were shocked and devastated. Air traffic controllers can be heard on audio recording trying to convince him to land the airplane. Turkey's president Saturday blamed the country's economic problems on the United States and other nations, whom he says are waging an economic war against his country. Recep Tayyip Erdogan was responding to a drop in the value of the Turkish currency, the lira, against the U.S. dollar following the imposition of both sanctions and tariffs by the United States. This is VOA News. A wildfire in Southern California that began Monday grew to 85 square kilometers in size Saturday as firefighters worked to keep the flames from engulfing residential areas. Aircraft dumped pink fire retardant on homes and various communities, and about 20,000 people have been under evacuation orders as officials in Washington, D.C., and in the neighboring state of Virginia, bracing for the anniversary of white nationalist rally that exploded in deadly violence in Charlottesville, Virginia, Washington's Mayor Muriel Bowser is speaking out.
Whether they are spewing hatred and racism online on the nation's capital, let us speak in one voice and tell them that they are wrong.
Organizers of last year's rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, were not able to get permission to hold another rally this year, but they were okay to have a similar rally right here in Washington, D.C., across from the White House. At last year's rally in Charlottesville, 32-year-old counter-protester Heather Heyer was killed by a self-described white supremacist who rammed the car into a crowd at high speed. Mali opposition supporters protested in the Capitol, urging voters to keep their eyes open to any attempt to steal the election with a presidential runoff vote. This man was one of the protesters there.
I want this government to leave because it is corrupt. It is a government that does not respect the will of the people. The people decided last Sunday. The people voted against the outgoing president, Ibrahim Boubacar Keita, and they fiddled around with the Constitutional Court. So what we are asking for today is for the regime to get out.
The first round of voting was marred by accusations by an opposition candidate of ballot stuffing and parallel electoral list. Authorities believe the threat of violence could again dampen turnout this Sunday for the runoff. Observers say the chaotic first round was a reminder that militants, some linked to Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State, have regrouped since a French intervention in 2013, and they're now expanding their influence across Mali. The leaders of the five countries bordering the Caspian Sea have signed a landmark agreement on its legal status. It has taken the five countries more than 20 years to negotiate an accord. The pact was signed Sunday in a port. Details of the agreement have not yet been released. One of the reasons for the fraught negotiations was how to divide the Caspian Sea's hydrocarbon reserves. The sea's basins and surrounding areas are reported to be home to billions of barrels of oil and trillions of cubic meters of gas. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.